Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. My name is Victory and I share my journey of building a fashion business, and I also give tips and insights from the financial perspective of what it takes to build a business as well. During my 9-to-5, I work in accounting and finance, so I share from that perspective as well. Today's episode is one of my warm-up sessions where I am getting myself prepped and ready to hop on the mic to talk in preparation for season 3. Today's episode is going to be titled, Don't Be Afraid to Pivot. And in giving some context about this, so I was thinking about the process of starting a fashion business, and the business that I'm starting personally is something that would take a while to build on the back end, right? I'm letting go of perfectionism, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I deliver a product that's quality and a product that's ready for the people. But I realized that that's going to take some time. And so I was getting agitated because I was like, well, I don't want to just be quiet and not have anything to give or not have any value to deliver, really. And this thought came up of don't be afraid to pivot, right? And what does that mean? So in this context, pivoting means when you're working on something that is your main product, right? But you're aware that that's going to take some time to build. And in the meantime, you want to provide value to your audience. You want to provide value to your customers. So you ask them or you do some research to find out what they need right now and you provide that. So to give you an example, let's say person A is starting a fashion brand that's going to sell agbadas for men, right? That's menswear. And if you're not Nigerian, agbadas are these Yoruba traditional outfits that are worn by men. They're really big. They have like different layers that they wear. They look really good when they wear them. You should go on Instagram and just type in agbadas and you see all the different types that are available. Person A wants to start a fashion brand catered to providing agbadas for men, but there's still some behind the scenes logistics to be figured out, like production, the tailors, where the fabric's gonna be acquired. And if you notice on the agbada, on the front of the bodice, you notice that there's a lot of embroidery there as well. And that also is a specialized skill that you have to, you know, outsource or find somebody who knows how to create that embroidery on the agbada. So our person A here wants to create the best agbada that they're able to provide in the market. And because they know it's going to take them some time to find the resources, like who's going to do the embroidery, the best place to find the fabric, they're kind of, you know, in this state of limbo where they want to provide value to their audience. But at the same time, the value that they can provide may not necessarily be the agbada at this point. So for somebody who's in that type of situation, I would encourage you to research and ask your target audience and say, hey, while I'm preparing the agbadas for y'all, is there any other value that I can provide to you while I am waiting for these agbadas to be manufactured, right? And so, you know, thinking about that could be when you ask your audience or you do some research, you find out that people also want some caps, right? They call these fillers, right? And these fillers are the caps that the men wear in tandem with the agbadas, right? So if your target audience says, hey, you know, we're also searching for fillers. We're looking for somebody who can deliver fillers to us at a good price and provide a good value to us. I'm not saying abandon the agbadas, right? Because that's your main thing. But then you never know what value you'll be able to create to your target audience if you start giving them the fillers because that's what they want, right? And you have to be really strategic with this pivot. You can't just create something and then hope that people will buy. If you're going to do something like this where you're kind of pivoting, I would ask your target audience. So ask them, hey, what do y'all want to see? What do y'all need in this season? And whatever it is they tell you, then if it's in your means to provide that value, then go ahead and do that. And the reason this is helpful is because it, one, gives you experience with your target audience, right? It helps you develop that know, like, and trust relationship. So they know you, they like you, and now they trust you because you've provided value to them with the fillers and it's been good quality and it's been good service, right? So they're not afraid to order agbadas from you because they already experienced you with fillers and they know that you're a good shop or a good store or a good brand to buy from. And the second reason this pivot might be helpful is that it gives you, you know, an ability to be able to get some capital that you'll be able to use for the agbadas, right? Because let's assume that agbadas are capital intensive, which means that you need a lot of money upfront to manufacture agbadas. And that upfront money you may not have at the moment, right? But if you sell fillers while you're waiting for the agbadas to be manufactured, you would be able to get some cash flow from selling those fillers that you can now pump into manufacturing the agbadas, right? So Those are the two benefits of doing this type of pivot. But I encourage you to ask your target audience, really engage with them and, you know, be honest with them and say, if you're in this situation, hey, this is what we're working on as a brand, and this is the value that I can provide to you in the meantime. I want to mention that this kind of pivot is strategic because, again, you're still in the same industry, right? You're still in the fashion industry. You're still in menswear. Pretty much the target audience that you would be selling their bladders to are the same people who would be buying the fillers, right? It's not like a complete 180 or a complete 90 where, you know, the value that you're providing or the customer feedback that you'd be getting would not be applicable to the other business that you want to start. So if you're thinking about doing this type of pivot, really consider it strategically that the people that you're serving should ideally be in the same group, right? They should be the same type of people, same demographics, same psychographics that would be purchasing the other products that you're working on behind the scenes. So there you have it, guys. That is another warm-up session. I'm really enjoying these. It's helping me get prepped. It's helping me brainstorm ideas. It's giving me some time to just get on the mic and not be afraid of coming on here to speak. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. And once again, if you're not in the community, please join. It's bit.ly/African Fashion Community. And it's a free community of fashion entrepreneurs like yourself. We share ideas, we learn, and we grow together. And we also discuss the topics that we cover here on the podcast in depth in the community as well. So make sure you join. Once again, that is B as in boy, it.ly/African Fashion Community. I'll see you all on the next episode. Bye.